ಕಲಿ ಮೂಡೊಂದು ಬಟ್ಟ ಅವೆ ತಿಂದು ಬೋಡೋಯ್ಲೆ ಕೋರು ಮೊಳಿಗೆ ಉಂದು ಜಿಬೆಕ್ ಮಜಲ ಉಂದು ಹಂಗ ಬೆಷ್ಟ ತುಂಬಿ ಜೇ ಸಾವೊಯ್ಲೆ ಹೋಗು ಸ್ವಕ ಸಾಯ ಬಾಮೋನ ಅವೆ ತುಂಬಿ ಜೇ ಕೋಸೊಯ್ಲೆ ಹೊಯ್ಸರವು ತಿಂಗ ಮಿಟ್ಯೋ ಮಾರಿ ನಾಕ ಕಾಳಿಸ್ ಬೆಷ್ಟ ತುಂಬಿ ಜೇ ಲಾಸ್ತೊಯ್ಲೆ ಹೇಳಿ ಮುಜಿ ಕಾಸ ಬೋಡೋ ಎತ್ತವಾಸ್ ಗೋಯಾ ಅಂತ ದುಸರಿನ ಸ್ವರು ಕೊಯ್ದ ಮಗ ಸಾರು ಕೋಸ್ ಅರೆ ಕಿತ್ಯಾಕ ಸಂಜೋಣ ಅಸಲೆ ಕೋಣ ತುಕ್ ಪೇಡಿ ದಿತಾ ಕುಯ್ ಸುಖ ಅಶೆ ಆಯ್ ಕೋಲ ಪೆಪ್ಸಿ ಗಾಲುನ್ ಪಿ ನಾ ತೋರ್ ಲಿಮ್ ಕಾಗ ನಾ ತೋರ್ ಸ್ವಾದ ಗೊಮ್ ಸೋನಾ ಹೇಳಿ ಮುಜಿ ಕಾಸ ಬೋರ ಎತ್ತವಾಸ್ ಅರೆ ಗೋಯಾ ಅಂತ ದುಸರಿನಾ ಇರು ಸ್ವರು ಕೊಯ್ದ ಮಗ ಸಾರು ಕೋಸ್ ಅರೆ ಕಿತ್ಯಾಕ ಸಂಜೋಣ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಮುಣ ಬಟ್ಟ ಅವೆ ತಿಂತು ಬೋಡೋಯ್ಲೆ ಅವರು ಮೊಳಗೆ ಉನ್ ಜಿಬಿ ಮಜಲ ಉನ್ ಹಂಗ ಬೆಷ್ಟ ತುಂಬಿ ಜೇ ಸಾವೊಯ್ಲೆ ಹೋಗಸ್ ಮಕ ಸಾಹೇಬ ಮೋನ ಅವೆ ತುಂಬಿ ಜೇ ಕುಸೊಯ್ಲೆ ಉಸಿರಾವು ತಿಂಗ ಮಿಟ್ಯೋ ಮಾರಿ ನಾಕ ಕಾಳಿಸ್ ಬೆಷ್ಟ ತುಂಬಿ ಜೇ ಲಾಸ್ತೊಯ್ಲೆ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ರಾತಿ ಮಕ ದರ ಮಾರು ಮೋಜಾ ಒಟ್ಟೊಯ್ಲೆ ಇಕ್ ಬಾಟಲ್ ನೀರ ಜಾಯಿ ಆತ ಆತ ವರ್ಷನ್ ಮಕ ತಾಣೆ ತಾಪುಯ್ಲೆ ದೇವಾಗ ರೋಜಾ ಕೊರೂನ್ ಅವರೊಳ್ಳೆ ಹಾಕು ಮುಜಿ ಬಾಣ ರೀತಿ ಆಸತ್ ಮುಣ ಬಾಯರ್ ಓರೊನ್ ತಾಕೊಯ್ಲೆ ಇಳಿ ಮುಜೆ ಆಡ ನಾವು ಸೋಳು ಪಾಮ ಗಾಜು ಎತ್ತ ಸೊಗಲು ಗಾಂ ಬಿಸಿ ಪೊಲೆ ಚೊಲೆ ಎತ್ತ ಮಾರು ಗಾಂ ಕಾವು ಇತ್ತ ಬಾಜಿ ಪಾಂ ಕಾಲ ರಾತಿ ಮಾಕ ದಾರ ಮಾರು ಮೋಜಾ ಒಟ್ಟೊಯ್ಲೆ ಇಕ್ ಬಾಟಲ್ ನೀರು ಜಾಯಿ ಆತ ಆತ ಪೋರ್ಸನ್ ಮಾಕ ತಾಣೆ ತಾಪೊಯ್ಲೆ ಕೊಳು ಕೊಳ ಏನ್ ದೇವಕ್ ರೋಜಾರ್ ಕೋರು ಅವರೊಳ್ಳೆ ಕಾಕು ಮೋಜಿ ಬಾಣ ರೀತಿ ಆಸತ್ ಮುಣ ಬಾಯರ್ ವರನ್ ತಾಕ ದಾಕೊಯ್ಲೆ ಪೀಣಿ ಎಚ್ಚ ದೊಂದು ಪಾಯಿನ್ ಮೋಜಾ ಗಾಲು ಮಾಡೊಯ್ಲು ಪೀಣಿ ಬಾಟಿ ಪೀಣಿ ಸೋರೆ ಅಚ್ಚಿ ರಾಣಿ ಪಾಲು ದಿವಸೋ ಆಮಿ ಮುಂಟಲ ಟೂರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಕಿತ್ಲೆ ಎತ್ತ ಉಗಡಾಸ್ತೆ ಕೊತ್ತ ಪೀಣಿ ಎಚ್ಚು ಏಕು ತುಕ ತಾಕ ಸೊಗ್ಲೆ ಅಂಕ ಸಾಂಗ್ತ ಕಿತ್ಲ ವಾಲೋರ್ ಆಸಾ ತೋ ಪೀಣಿ ಎಚ್ಚು ಪೀಣಿ ಎಚ್ಚ ದೊಂದು ಅಂಚ ವರ ಸಾಂಚೋ ಚೊಲ್ತಾ ಪುಯ್ ಬೋರೋ ಪೀಣಿ ಪೀಣಿ ಮುಣ ನಾಮಿ ಕೋರಿಯಪ್ಪ ಮಾತ್ ಓ ಪೀಣಿ ಎಚ್ಚ ಸೊರೋ ಪೀಣಿ ಆಡ ನಾವು ಮಗ ಗಾತ್ಲೋಲೆ ಮೋಗು ಜೋಡು ಮುಡು ಪೇಣಿ ಎಚ್ಚೋ ಪೀಣಿ ಎಚ್ಚೋ ಮೋಗು ತುಂಕ ಚೋಡ ಆಸ ಜಲ ರೂಗಡಾಸ ಕೋರು ಮೋಜೋ ಪೀಣಿ ಎಚ್ಚೋ ದೊಂದು ಅಂಚ ವರ ಸಾಂಚೋ ಚೊಲ್ತಾ ಪುಯ್ ಬೋರೋ ಪೀಣಿ ಪೀಣಿ ಮುಣ ನಾಮಿ ಕೋರಿಯಪ್ಪ ಮಾತ್ ಓ ಪೀಣಿ ಎಚ್ಚೋ ಸೊರೋ ಉಗಡಾಸ್ತೆ ಕುತ್ತಾತ್ ಪೇಣಿಯೆಚ್ಚು ಇಕ್ಕಳು ಕಥಾಕ ಸೊಗ್ಲ್ಯಾಂಕ ಸಾಂತ ಪೇಣಿಯೆಚ್ಚು ಇಕ್ಕಳು ಕಥಾಕ ಸೊಗ್ಲ್ಯಾಂಕ ಸಾಂತ ಇತ್ಲೋ ವಾಲು ಆಸಾತ ಪೇಣಿಯೆಚ್ಚು
first home, right?
Yes, I did.
How difficult was it?
Difficult?
Why would it be difficult? Didn't you say you only had 10% deposit for your house?
10% is enough if Mortgage Masters is helping you with home loan. Mortgage Masters can also help you with refinance or with any rental and commercial property related question. Contact Nathan Saminathan now, a certified financial planner and authorized financial advisor with over 30 years of experience in New Zealand. Call now on 0800-630-7171. Address 619 Dominion Road, Mount Eden, or visit mortgagemasters.co.nz.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to another exciting show of Suseka Dampar. As those winter chills start, I hope all you listeners have got your fanny. And that also happens to be the name of our song that was just played. And it is a very appropriate song, as today I'm joined by two special guests. I've got Shauna Gomes and Aspen Fernandez here, two recent science graduates who have dedicated the past few years of their lives into exploring the exciting world of food, nutrition, and health. And along with Shauna, I've got your favorite good guy, Baptist, with me, along with another special guest, Wincy Gonzalez. He's a man of few words, but he's here overlooking in the studio with me as well. So let's get started. Shauna, Aspen, welcome. How are you guys doing today?
We're good, thanks, Shane.
A little nervous.
Yeah, that's all right, you know? I'm sure we're going to have a great show. So before we get started, Shauna, why don't you start and tell us a bit about yourself?
So hi, I'm Shauna, and I just finished my Bachelor of Science with a major in food and nutrition at the end of last year. And now I'm studying a Master's of Health Science with a specialization in dietetics. So pretty much I'm working towards being a dietitian one day, hopefully.
Well, yeah. Firstly, congratulations on the success, Shauna.
Thank you.
Uni life isn't always easy. I hear you're working on a cool new project for your Master's. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
So I'm just making a video on heart attack and stroke and what are the risk factors and what are some lifestyle changes that people can make to help you lower your risk. So hopefully that information comes in handy today.
Well, yes, I know that's a lot of heavy things to kind of touch up, which we will do in a due time. But from one beautiful girl to another beautiful girl, Aspen, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Hi, Shane. Hi, guys. I'm Aspen. I studied food science and I've just graduated and now I'm working at Assure Quality and I'm doing food safety and quality.
So, you know, you're in safe hands because Aspen's testing all our foods, so, you know?
Really?
All our foods.
Hopefully. So, if you haven't guessed it by now, guys, today's show is all about health, well-being, nutrition, and of course, food, food, and more food. Coming from an Indian background, you know, we boast a lot of culinary talent, with a variety of tantalizing, mouth-watering delicacies. Right from the north to the south, one can explore our vast culture, heritage, and tradition, all that India has to offer, by purely enjoying our food. So let's start with the easy questions. Aspen, what is your favorite food?
Well, you know how it is. I like my home-cooked meals. And of course, everybody knows my mom, Ivy. She makes the best food. So I just enjoy home-cooked meals over any outside food any day.
Wow. So whatever's Ivy's cooking, that's what Aspen's eating. And Shauna, what about you?
And same for me. I do like Ivy's food, but, you know, my mom's food's not too bad either. She makes... I like everything that my mom makes except... What is that? Gawar. Everything. Oh, my God. Like...
Gawar.
Best is not gawar. Well, I don't know.
You know, we talked about the mothers, but let's not forget about the fathers, because I know Savio and my dad, Ronnie, they're quite good when it comes to, they call it a balanced diet, but it's essentially the week's leftovers mixed into one fantastic dal tadka. So I guess the bottom line of it is, you know, there is no better cook than our darling mothers. And I guess a lot of us are quite fortunate that we've grown up in these Indian households with beautiful Indian cooking, you know. So I guess to start today's show, let's talk about the Indian family diet. In your professional graduate opinions, what are the good things that our Indian family diets are doing?
So just as a disclaimer, yeah, we're just graduates. What we are going to be promoting today is what's like what we're being taught at uni. So it's like science based, hopefully, and it's like in line with the Ministry of Health guidelines. So just putting that out there.
Yes, we're not actually fully qualified professionals. These are just our opinions.
So yeah. I guess what they're trying to say is take everything with a pinch of salt.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But not too much salt because, you know,
blood pressure. Sodium. High sodium. Yeah.
But like you were saying, yeah, I think on the whole, our home-cooked Indian meals are like pretty exemplary. They provide a lot, you know, your protein, your carbs, your vegetables. You can get that from a healthy Indian diet.
Yeah, and I also feel like home-cooked meals, especially in Indian food, home-cooked meals are actually quite different to what you get at Indian restaurants.
Very true.
I feel like in Indian restaurants, they add a lot of creams and fats and stuff.
And a lot of salt.
Yeah. And a lot of salt, exactly. And the simple stuff we make at home is very, like, basic and, you know, clean eating.
Yeah. I think, we're seeing this revolutionary in the, you know, the health community where they're really embracing a lot of things that we've just grown up with, you know, like dal was just a staple thing you had every second or third night. Yeah. But now this whole thing, oh, get your lentils in and stuff like that.
Yeah,
a lot of Indian cultures are becoming quite popular fads and trends nowadays. Like another one I find funny is the turmeric latte, which you're seeing in a lot of cafes nowadays, and to me that was always just haldi milk.
Yeah. And, like, I never was overly fond of it. Like, I drank it as a health drink if my parents made me.
Yeah, so to see if you had a cold or something like that. Yeah.
To see people pay $5 for it is, like,
I think my favorite one that keeps popping up amongst my European friends is, hey, let's go grab a chai tea.
Yeah, they're essentially saying
tea.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, we can kind of come in agreement that most of us are quite blessed that, like, you know, our general Indian diet, it caters for a lot of our basic kind of human nutritional needs. But at the same time, we know we do have to admit that there are some flaws in the diet. So what aren't we doing so well?
So I think if we just, you know, always ate our home-cooked meals, I think we would be fine. But it's just that nowadays around us, our food environment is not the healthiest. Like, if you're outside and if you're trying to get something on the go, it's very hard to get something that's healthy. So I think that can compound our efforts at home to stick to a healthy diet.
Yeah, it's very easy to just get takeout or, you know, say I'm too busy to cook and just grab something on the go.
Well, I hope you've been listening because that's a taste of what's to come. We're now going to go into a song, but stay tuned. We've got some exciting more information coming your way.
Bauli re, raayen perni ani, kharaichi bauli re, mujh ini astapulum maga denatan turun sadanik fotunu 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 maka bidir galare
mata rogu moto mata rogu satanchi pai sallo batello po himuji so bai tolam poishanji ashada ko praheno madara 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 kari kazar sallo
right here in Auckland. Everest Coffee use the highest quality Arabica AA coffee beans, giving you an elite blend of taste and strength. Treat yourself to the Wonder Coffee Bean. Enjoy Everest Coffee. It's for the discerning coffee palate. Everest Coffee. It's coffee at its peak. Available now at New World or buy online at everestcoffee.co.nz.
Welcome back to Shishaga Dhanpar. You have been listening to Shishaga Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. I've got a few announcements to make before we get into the exciting topic of food. Melting Pot is having a talent show on 13th July at Blockhouse Bay Community Center. The applications have been opened for taking part. Please contact Nestor or anyone of the committee of Melting Pot. The second announcement is Goa NZ is having a badminton tournament on 25th of May from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the YMCA Linfield College, Sports Center. And if you please get in touch with the committee of Goa NZ to fill in your applications. It's only mixed doubles, so please get in so that you can get an entry into the tournament. The third one is all our programs are now uploaded on iHeartRadio. Anybody who has missed any of our programs, they are on iHeartRadio and you can listen to them at any point of time. Now over to you, Shane. The exciting topic on food, and we are really enjoying each and every part of it because it's all about Indian food and mouth-watering food, Ivy cooking and Shauna's mom cooking, so it's just great.
That's right, Baptist. Thanks so much. So it looks like there's some exciting things happening in our community. So get along, get active, because that's all we're about here at Sisekar Dhanpar. Healthy Indians, healthy living, and always smiling. So if you've just come back to the show, I am your host, Shane. If you don't know me, then you know me. Well, I'm here today with Shauna and Aspen, and as Baptist just mentioned, we are talking about food. Most importantly, nutrition and, you know, all the things that come with it. So before the ad break, we were talking about the Indian diet, and it's safe to say, if you are consuming a healthy Indian diet, then you're on the right track. Got some music there, you know, just to really add that dramatic effect. So yeah, just before the break, as I said, we were talking about, you know, what the not so good things about the Indian diet, and Aspen had a few suggestions of, you know, little changes that we could make to really improve the things that we're already doing well. Why don't you share that with us, Aspen?
Yeah, sure. So with Indians, we use a lot of ghee and oil, right? So simple things like switching out your oil while you're making chapatis and just make some dry chapatis, you know, that it still tastes as good, but you're skipping out that extra fat that you don't need. And then other things like when we make curries, butter chickens especially, we use a lot of cream.
The Scottish dish of India,
yes. So just, you know, making... There are healthier recipes and there are unhealthy recipes. Sort of switching it out.
Yeah. And even chapatis, like sticking to your wholemeal flours for that extra fiber. Also, it gives you extra protein. And trying to include vegetable dishes with your meals. Yeah.
Okay, I guess a question we have, you know, we talked about the oil and stuff, but I guess something that's quite prevalent in Indian and even Southeast Asian cuisine as a whole is our rice, you know? We love our rice. It complements all our curries, most of our dishes, and I could safely say it's quite a staple in most Indian houses. But we've seen the rise of all this information regarding carbohydrates and all these, you know, new kind of ways of living and diet like keto and low carbs. So I'd love to hear, what are your opinions on the rise of these diets, especially carb-oriented diets?
So keto and low carb diets, you pretty much reduce your carbohydrate intake. And yeah, because you're cutting a source of energy, you're going to lose weight. But the thing about that is when you cut out carbs, you cut out other nutrients that come along with the carbs. Like a lot of carbohydrate-rich foods are high in fiber, so you're going to be eating less fiber. Things like that. And what the Ministry of Health recommends, a lot of pretty much like all around the world, the WHO, they recommend having a balanced diet that's including all your macronutrients so that you're getting a decent proportion of protein, carbohydrates, and fats. So pretty much it's the boring health message of eat a balanced diet. It's not necessary that you need to cut out things, and it can be even dangerous if you do. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the key message with that is, you know, kind of moderation as well. Because I think, you know, like there's a lot of information regarding, you know, like shows like The Biggest Loser and stuff where like these contestants go for a selected period of time, they lose all the weight. But I think the flip side of that is once they're out of their environment and once the diet thing, they slip back into old habits.
Yes. Mm. So pretty much just trying to find a diet that you can stick to long term. Honestly, that's the healthiest diet. So if you're trying to make some change, ask yourself, can you sustain this for like the next couple of years? And if the answer is no, maybe you're being a bit too restrictive and you got to rethink a little.
Yeah, and I feel like what you were saying with shows like The Biggest Loser, diets like these can cause you to crash. I feel like you stick to it for a certain amount of time and then you sort of get tired of it or fed up, and then it's very easy to put back on the weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not really a long-term solution. I think the main thing is moderation, as you said, and yeah, it's just basically eating a healthy, balanced diet.
Okay. So now when it comes to, you know, moderation, Shauna, you talked about macro versus micronutrients. And I mean, a lot of us who aren't, I guess, we don't have a lot of science jargon in our vocabulary. What does that look like on a plate?
Okay, so macronutrients are pretty much things that your body needs like big amounts of and that generally provide energy. So carbs, fats, and protein, they all give you energy. Protein is also, it can give you energy, but mainly it's used for building up your body. While micronutrients are things like vitamins and minerals like calcium or iron and things like that. So on your plate, what they say is to have half your plate should be vegetables. So that's mainly rich in your vitamins and minerals. And then you have a quarter, which is protein. So like lean meats or fish and carbs, which could be rice or like whole grain bread, things like that. So that's sort of a visual aid that can guide you on what to eat at each mealtime.
Interesting. Aspen, you're looking at me with a big smile because I know in your family you've got a lot of health conscious people, some bodybuilders and stuff like that. And I know there's a very interesting story where, you know, I'll let you do the talking. Why don't you share your story with us?
Yeah, sure, Shane. So my mom's four brothers, they're all bodybuilders. And her youngest brother, he had won a competition at one point. And the paper had come to interview him. And my mom was sitting there listening to what he was saying. He was talking about eating boiled chicken and boiled chana and, like, you know, just
the standard
really,
bodybuilder.
Yeah, kind of. Standard bodybuilding, like, gains, kind of, like, healthy.
protein.
Yeah. kind of food. But what my mom was saying, she knew that every day he was just having the chapatis and, like, you know, regular food that my grandma would cook for them. So it all really depends on your lifestyle and how you manage your food, kind of thing. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, and I guess I think, you know, that's, we all know it, but I guess the crux of it is that it's easier said than done. You know, we look at those diet shows, we go online, we see on our Facebook profiles like, oh yeah, and we get that belt of energy. But the truth is we all have quite busy lives. You know, I know a lot of our parents, you know, respect to them, they're up at like 5:30, 6 in the morning, they've got a whole day of work, and then they come home and then they you know, they usually cook a meal. And then for a lot of us kids, you know, like, we're trying to balance uni and working and stuff like that. So how do we actually implement these changes into our everyday life? How do we adopt a healthy lifestyle?
So a good idea is meal prep. Meal prep is kind of like preparing your meals for the week or for however long, like, you feel like you need to, and depending on the busyness of your lifestyle. So that's a good idea to sort of manage your time well and prepare your meals beforehand.
Another option is just like making extra in your dinner. I think most people do this anyway. So just so that
I don't think you have to tell Indian moms to make extra. You know, it's a very like. Yeah.
That's just what you do, and taking it for leftovers
for your lunch the next day. Yeah.
And sometimes that might not be possible. So it's sometimes you will have to resort to eating out, and that's fine. You have to just be mindful about where you're going to eat out. Look out for healthy options. I know in uni, on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursday, there's a vegan lunch that's by the library, and it's $5, and it's really good. Like, it's a good filling meal.
Very wholesome.
Very wholesome meal.
And just it's cheap too. Like, you don't have to spend a lot of money to eat healthy as what seems to be
I think,
popular,
you know,
belief.
Previously, like, I look back, like, you know, when I just kind of started, like, year 7 and stuff, there was that clear disparity between a $2 cheeseburger and, like, a $10 Subway. But at the same time, nowadays, even though that disparity still exists, there's a lot more healthy competition in the market. And, you know, just walking down Queen Street, it doesn't take you far to actually, you know, you'll see your pita pits and your Subways and your little cafes and stuff like that.
Exactly. So. And that's because healthy is in at the moment. Yeah. I feel like a lot of, like, influencers and YouTubers and stuff are promoting a good, healthy lifestyle. And that's really something great that we can follow.
Okay, guys, so I know that's a lot of information. So while you digest that information, here's a song for you.
Santa tu
saje fantia fude porvolite sanje chavo tant bonche full chatya full anchende jivane kadi saje fantia fude porvolite sanje chavo tant bonche Muzo, oh so smoga, ye kus pao e to full so tu kas. To baun, podu cha fude, tuja kad san to so hoi moga. Mug muzo, oh so smoga, ye kus pao e to full so tu kas. To baun, podu cha fude. ಕಳ ಸಂತೋಷೋ ಬೈ ಮೋಗ ಮೋಗ ದಿ ಮಗ ತುಜೋ ಉತ್ತರ ಸಂಗೋ ಹಂಪೋಸು ಮೋಗ ಕ್ಲಗು ತುಜ ದೊಳನು ಲೈತಾಸು ಮೊಮ್ಮಗ ಗೋ ಚೆಡುವ ತುಜೋ
Welcome back to Planet FM 104.6. You're listening to Sisega Dampar. Well, on this chilly afternoon, I'm here with Shauna and Aspen, and we're talking about nutrition. You know, just before the break, Shauna and Aspen gave everyone some practical tips that I'd just like to mention again. You know, with a busy lifestyle, the three things that they said, and I guess this is something I'd like to reiterate as well, is meal prep, leftovers, and explore your options. You know, just because it's outside food doesn't mean it has to be unhealthy. So I guess to come to the crux of why we're here, Shauna and Aspen, why do we need to think about nutrition and what we're kind of putting inside our body?
So it's kind of an obvious thing that what you put in gives you what you get out of it, right? So we eat healthy to get a better quality of life, and it also makes us happier, give us a better mental health, and overall fitness. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, for some people, it might be about the aesthetics, but that's not what it's about. It's about, yeah, being happier, just feeling good. And also, we got to think about what happens if you don't eat healthy.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone knows problems like obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, those are all so linked to what we are eating. And they're like big issues of today.
And so prevalent in our Indian community as well.
Exactly. Not so much obesity, but type 2 diabetes is like such a problem for us.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, Aspen, you said that. I think we see it all around, you know, every second Indian uncle you talk to, and everyone seems to blame it on their hereditary. They're like, oh, diabetes is hereditary in my family, I can't help it and stuff. But the truth is, it is something that is manageable, and, you know, there are a lot of people that are actually able to control their diabetes. So let's kind of strip it back. Why don't you guys start with, what is diabetes?
Okay, so there are different types of diabetes. So, but the one that's most common, the one that's linked to like an unhealthy diet sort of, that is type 2 diabetes. And so your body, your pancreas, makes this thing called insulin, and the insulin lets sugar enter the cells. But when you have diabetes, your cells don't respond to the insulin, so the sugar can't enter the cells, and that's why you have the sugar like remains in your blood, giving you a high blood sugar level. And what's bad about it is that the sugar can go and damage your small blood vessels. That's why that can lead to blindness. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, we don't want that. We want to see the beautiful world out there.
I just got my fresh glasses.
Yeah.
I'm quite proud of those. But yeah, okay, Shauna, like, I guess that's very, you know, like, when you hear it like that, it's like, wow, that's a very serious issue. But I think we shouldn't lose hope because it is quite manageable.
Yeah.
So what are some practical steps that, you know, our audience members and those people that are at risk of diabetes or already, you know, have been diagnosed with diabetes, what are some practical steps they can take to manage their diabetes?
Okay, so again, like, I'm not a professional, and this like depends on each person and the medication you're taking. But overall, what they've been telling us at lectures is to pretty much, you can still continue to eat carbohydrates, but just portioning it out and keeping it, distributing it out evenly throughout the day, so that like towards the end of the day, you're not just eating like a whole bunch of rice, you know, you just small bits of carbohydrates throughout the day. That should help keep your blood sugar levels pretty even.
Yeah, just basically having your own limitations.
Yeah.
According to your body.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, one aspect of the whole, not just with diabetes, but the whole kind of healthy lifestyle that we're promoting here is, of course, the nutrition and the food aspect. But I guess the other aspect is exercise. And I guess just as much as there's so much information about food and what to eat, what not to eat, and all these diets, exercise is just as broad. And so I'd like to start off with, you know, I think what we have been talking a lot about in our friend circle and stuff for the past few weeks is that exercise isn't just going to the gym, you know, because there's this Verizon kind of, you know, new thinking, and like everyone has a gym membership, everyone's paying whatever copious amounts of money on their gym membership. But what are some, you know, easy exercise things that you can do to manage your healthy lifestyle?
So I know that my mum and dad, there's a hill near our house. So every second day, they'll just go and walk up the hill a couple of times. And that's really good exercise, because it's not just cardio, but once you're climbing up a hill, that's more resistance. Your muscles are working extra hard. That helps build up your muscles. Yeah, so that's really good. Aspen?
Yeah, so basically, as you said, outdoors is a good way to start. Exercise doesn't need to be boring, and it doesn't have to be a chore that you have to go to the gym.
Yeah, choose something you like.
Yeah, it can be something you like, and I'm sure everyone will find something they like in terms of exercise. I know there are a few classes around in the community as well, like Baptist has his Bollyworks class, and that's on Saturdays from 9 to 10. So that's like dancing and really using all your body muscles and everything.
In a fun environment.
In a fun way, yeah, exactly.
To pop in Bollywood music.
Who doesn't love dancing? Yeah, exactly. We've also got Ela, who has her class from 10 to 11. That's Bollywood aerobics, I believe. Yeah, and that's at Cameron Pools. So there's all these like community classes. Another one is my mum, Ivy, she's got a yoga class from 7:30 to 8:30 on Tuesdays at Christ the King Parish Hall. So that's another relaxing way to exercise. There's many different ways that you can use, incorporate exercise into your life. That's
so I know, Shauna and Espen, you guys have kind of sacrificed your Friday nights out in the club for a new activity as well. Why don't y'all tell us about that? Because I know I just experienced it yesterday, and it is actually quite a fun way to work out.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it sacrificing. I would feel...
growing it out of?
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy this, but there's a rock climbing place in Glen Eden, not too far from our house that we go to. So,
It's called Extreme Edge. So, we go there on Fridays and get our exercise in that way.
And it's a good social way.
Yeah, I would strongly recommend it. I know a lot of us went last night and our arms are quite sore and we're still recovering from that.
But it was a lot of fun, so.
But I guess the message out there is that, exercise, just like eating food and stuff, it should be fun. You should enjoy it. So don't get bogged down by going to the gym all the time or
if that works for you, that's great, but
But at the same time, there's several options, and even in our... in our extended Indian community here at Sisakad Dampa, there's so many exciting activities that we can actually explore. So now that we've we've talked about the healthy eating, we've talked about the exercise, we've talked about the what, but I guess what we really haven't touched on is the when. We're going to kind of rewind it a bit back, but we've talked about what to eat and stuff, but I guess a big thing is when should we eat, because there's the whole idea of breakfast, and then, with things like intermittent fasting and stuff, it's like lunch and dinner. So is it three
supper.
Meals? Is it five meals? What are your thoughts, guys?
So, it depends on your lifestyle and how busy you are throughout the day, but I reckon a good rule of thumb is eat whenever you're hungry or eat every 3 hours, because you'll tend to get hungry around every 3 hours. Just a light snack, or even it doesn't have to be a main meal every 3 hours. But just keep moderation and keep your meals
pretty consistent. Try and it's a good idea to stick to breakfast, lunch and dinner, and a couple of snacks in between, because that will give you the energy that you require to go throughout the day. And that also helps to keep your blood sugar levels constant.
So what you're saying is that have everything in moderation, and have it constantly, so that you're not exceeding the sugar levels at point of time, having lots of food in the dinner time or in the lunch time. Yeah. So have it constantly so that you're not very hungry, then you're going to have too much of food.
Exactly. And absolutely. I know people have busy lifestyles nowadays, and it is hard to sort of find the time to eat, which is such a crazy thing, because eating is such a normal part of life. But I feel like if you just find that time to just have a light snack in your breaks or whatever, just to keep you going, I feel like feed the brain, feed the energy, feel the soul.
Well, thanks, Shauna and Espen. It's been a pleasure. We've discussed a lot of things. What I want to go on to right now is, it's...
another song.
Well, stay tuned, because coming after the thing, we're going to talk about a Saturday night party and what you should and what you shouldn't do.
Let's hear the song.
Cherao go dao nakai motoran bose dao mo ja tuka soglek bondai ta tuka dao dao motso nakai pon maka ma cherao go dao nakai motoran bose dao mo ja tuka soglek bondai ta tuka tu pole na maka dieta goloka tuka limpita mulla tu munta naka 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 Lo jena kai ma ka bi na kai
Welcome back. I know there was some of you saying, what, we want 15 minutes more of the show? And that's why you're getting 15 minutes more. And that song was Loso Naka, so don't feel shy. And it was a nice peppy little number because I know that all of you guys are getting ready to first go for mass at 5 o'clock and then put on your dancing shoes and start your Saturday night. And the next last part of our show, that's exactly what we're talking about. The Saturday night do's, the Saturday night don'ts. So, Shauna Aspen, firstly, we talked about the food stuff, but I know what goes well with a nice little Indian dinner is a nice little drink, or a lot of drinks. So, as you prepare for the Holy Spirit tonight, let's talk for our audience's information about alcohol, you know? Yes, the silence says it all, doesn't it? But, you know, I think in a lot of our households, we've grown up around enjoying five drinks. So, yeah, from a nutritional perspective, firstly, let's talk about alcohol.
So, alcohol, everyone knows, if you drink too much of it, it's not great for you. You don't need to drink it at all to be healthy, but it's a part of a lot of people's life.
I was really hoping you'd say, oh, you know, a few glasses are quite good for health.
Good for health.
Justifying
a few studies about red wine, but then it's
good
not
for the heart.
Yeah, but it's not definite science. So, yeah, you can definitely enjoy a few glasses of wine in your life, but
All of you guys are listening, you know, that's where you put on your selective hearing. The last part, she said a few glasses of wine.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. I was just thinking few means 10 or 15 to some people.
Yeah.
I think it's like two standard drinks, something like that.
That's good one.
She didn't say the size of the glass again. Yeah. So. Yeah.
That's something. Standard, Shane, standard.
Yeah, okay. So I guess we all have to admit, you know, alcohol, in a moderation, it's all right, but at the end of the day, it's not something that's healthy for us.
Exactly.
So if we are choosing to have a drink tonight, what should be the drink of choice?
Wine is always a good option. And also, I reckon when you're having your drinks, your hard drinks especially, a lot of people have them with fizzies like Coke and Sprite and stuff.
Yeah.
So a good option would be to switch it out for water or soda or even just neat. On the rocks, you know.
Alcohol was supposed to be drank. But yeah, I guess, you know, Uncle Alex and all you Bacardi and Coke drinkers out there, it's a little message, you know, kind of reduce the Coke, but you can still enjoy the drink. I know, personally, as I've grown from a 17-year-old drinking in Stallone's garage to, you know, enjoying a drink with Dad, I definitely see the difference in, and this is, I guess, my professional uneducated advice, but you know, swapping your fizzies for something like water or soda, you know, the Indian gentleman's drink and mixing that with whiskey, it does help with the hangover. Yeah. I know, Baptist, you have more years of experience than me on this.
Yeah, it does, because I do have my drinks neat. I don't add any fizzy drinks, basically, with the drink. And it kills the taste of the whiskey if you put any other thing.
Yeah, exactly. I know there are a lot of, you know, whiskey connoisseurs who live by the on the rocks and stuff. Yeah. But even, I guess if you do want a flavor, you know, look for something a lime, you know, like fresh lime juice always goes well. Yeah. You know, our first song was Fenny, and I think in Goa as well, they enjoy their Fenny with, you know, fresh lime juice is always a good one as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lime juice, honey, Fenny,
So, there are, you know, like... If you go online nowadays, anyone can be anything. And I think if you want to make a nice cocktail, you can make a healthy cocktail.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I always say that alcohol, it kills the bad stuff, the bacteria in your body. So it can be a good thing.
Exactly. You know, there's all those old, grandma's concoctions for, you know, I remember for us, it was quite... brandy with a bit of honey, especially in this hot water in this cold weather.
Oh my gosh. My dad used to make me drink egg flip when I was sick, when I was young. It was raw egg, a touch of brandy, some milk and haldi, and oh my God, I hated it. But, you know, look at me now, so I guess it worked.
Sadia's egg flip that cured all the colds. So guys, you know, we've got a few minutes left for our show, and we have discussed a lot of things today. We've talked about food, we've talked about exercise and stuff. So I guess as we kind of start wrapping up the show, what are some key messages that both of y'all would like to share with our audience members? We'll start with Aspen first, and then Shauna, you can...
Sure. I think the underlying message throughout our show today was eat in moderation and have a balanced, healthy lifestyle. And basically, yeah, just know your limit and have set timings. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
What about you, Shauna?
I completely agree with all of Aspen's points. And also, yeah, again, like try and make sure veggies and fruits, those should be a priority. Try to get like at least 5 servings of those in per day. Do exercise that you enjoy. And yeah, just enjoy your food. Don't get too caught up. Just take everything, and take everything you see online with a grain of salt, pinch of salt, whatever.
Some salt.
Yeah, try not to get too overwhelmed by it. Yeah,
yes, food is meant to be enjoyed, and we should. Yeah.
Yes, and I guess you know that's the beauty of our, like I said earlier, the culture and our heritage is that food has been an integral part of that, and we've grown up around it. And I guess just going forward, it's about, you know, educating ourselves so we do make some healthy decisions. So let's, you know, I think we've covered a lot of those things. Shauna, you are notorious for carrying your lunch to throughout your uni lifestyle. Can you tell us about that? Because I know everyone who knows Shauna knows of her notorious tiffin box that she carries.
Tiffin box. Yeah,
the old tired ones.
She's probably got one in her bag right now.
Yeah, I actually have a lunchbox in my bag right now. I just try to... Yeah, if you are too busy to cut up carrots, cut up cucumbers, just take a chunk and just take it. You don't need to cut it up. Just shove it in your bag.
Bite it. Just eat it.
Just bite it. You have teeth.
Okay, this is something I've always been curious about. You know, a lot of things like carrots and I guess potatoes because of the mud. But we always seem to peel the skin. Can we eat them straight, or what's the deal with that?
Oh, yeah. Just, you can eat the peel. And we, like, advocate for eating the peel, right? It's less waste, and the peels have nutrients or extra fiber and stuff. Just make sure you wash them, because we don't want pesticides or mud. You don't want to be eating that.
That's the main reason people take off the peels, because of pesticides and mud, I reckon.
Yeah. Okay, so in theory, you can still eat it.
You can still eat it. Just wash it well.
Yeah.
After that carrot peeling segment, I think we can wrap up.
Well, yeah, sure. Okay, guys, Shauna has got to excite. She has to go to work soon, so I know she's looking at the clock. But I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. We've had a great time being here with you guys today. And to finish off, we've got one last song for all you lovely people. So have a great Saturday night. Thank you, Aspen. Thank you, Shauna.
Thank you,
Shane, for having us.
And
thank you, the good guys.
Yes. Thank you, listeners. We love you. We don't know who you are. Actually, we do. We probably know half of you, but
anyway, good evening and have a great night.
Jamuna.
சுர்போனான்மாக்கா வெங்குனஸ்தானா புலைலை தூவே ஆசுதிவாஷா உத்ராணி காளி சுல்தானா பிசுஜாலோ துஜா மோகான்
Give your army this lick my soul.